If you want to get a hold of us, you always can do that. At Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We'll toss it out to our listeners and see what we can do for you.
Amber reached out, hey, Ben and Kelly, need your help with something. I've been seeing my boyfriend for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, my lease was coming up and I wanted to move in with him.
Okay.
To put it bluntly, he shot the idea down.
Mm.
He told me he's just not ready for the whole 24/7 thing.
Okay.
But I still had to move out of my place and decided to move into the apartment complex where he lives. Got a sweet deal, but he's kind of freaked out about it.
Okay.
Now, he's afraid this will mean I'm practically living with him. I'm telling him he's overreacting. But what do you think? Now, I admit, I didn't ask him if it was cool to live there, but we're not in the same building. It's next to his, and I'm in a better area and paying less than I did before.
Okay.
So anyway, thank you. Love listening to you guys.
Okay. All right. First of all, for him, I can see where he's a little freaked out. Where you say, okay, if it's me and I'm like, yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. I don't think we're ready to quite, you know, move in just yet, but maybe in the future or something like that. And you're like, yeah, okay, cool. I'm just going to move into your apartment complex.
Here's the biggest things that I zoned in on.
Mm-hmm.
She's been seeing him for 2 years.
Okay.
If this was 2 months, totally understand his reaction. But I feel like at 2 years, if you're still not ready to dip the toe and, you know, being under the same roof or whatever, then I feel like that's a sign that maybe it's not working out. He's trying to let it fizzle out. So he's having such a strong reaction to her living in the same complex, because I think in his mind, he's trying to back out of the relationship and she's all like, I'm going to live next to you. So, I mean, if after 2 years of being in a relationship with someone, if you're still like, no, we're not living together, not ready for that. And then you're even mad when she's in the same like apartment complex.
Okay.
I feel like that's a huge red flag.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. Like, I was...
Okay. At 2 years? 2 years, no. Benji. I'm feeling like in 6 months, if you haven't figured that out, I'm out. I'm out. Deuces.
6 months.
I don't know how old they are.
Yeah, no,
but,
I don't
know. But, you know, basically, you know, when I got to be late 20s and mm-hmm. stuff, I'm giving you 6 months to figure it out or... I'm out.
You're like, listen, my clock's ticking.
That's right. Ain't nobody got time for 2 years for you to like sit there and just try to, I don't know.
All right. So Amber, I guess what we're kind of on your side with this, but is this
it's a convenience and financial thing. I mean, it's better rent, better area. So I think it's a good move for her life, but I don't think that his reaction is a good thing for the status of your relationship.
Right. That's what we're saying.
I think that's sending a message.
This could be a little warning flag for you.
Yeah.
That, you know, maybe he's not ready for that or ever.
I think maybe you probably should have, okay, if you don't want to live in the same actual apartment together, there's still like, it's a better deal for me. It's closer. It's cheaper, all the things to just get my own place, but in the same complex. What do you think of that?
Like maybe
she should have run it by him and, you know, presented it in that way and made sure he was comfortable with it. But again, regardless, I feel like his reaction, like he's freaking out that you're practically living with him in the same complex after 2 years together, it doesn't say good things about the status of your relationship.
As long as you're fine with living in the same complex as a potential ex-boyfriend, then I think you're all right. So,
yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, hey, good luck with that. Let us know how it all works out. Hopefully you have at least some ideas as to how to proceed there, Amber.